Hello, this is Ernestine Young-Jones with WBHF and our interview with the candidates who are seeking office. They're on the ballot this upcoming November. In studio with us is Ronald Nesbitt of UHarley, and he is seeking the office of mayor. Welcome.
Thank you, Ernestine. It is a privilege to be here, giving me an opportunity to get my voice out in the public so that the people can actually know who I am and hear some of the ideas that I have for the future of UHarley. Once again, it is an honor to be here. You know, I've been on council now for 4 years, and my term is about up, and 4 years seems just like yesterday. You know, time go by so fast now, and it's almost like years are becoming months. And we've had I've had an opportunity to experience a lot, get some experience from some leaders that were already on the council. Joe Turner, when I came to council, had been on there for years. Some of the other council members that have been there for years, I've gotten a lot of experience in just sitting and hearing their wisdom and how they actually govern a city. It's all been a learning experience for me.
Awesome. And you tell us a little bit about yourself. Is there anything you might want to share with people? Obviously, you're seeking the votes of UHarley residents.
Yes.
But for those who may not know you or might want to know you a little bit better, is there anything you want to tell us about yourself?
Well, I was a business owner in UHarley for about 9 years. I owned Little Lambs Learning Center in UHarley. We were able to purchase in the city of Cartersville, so we purchased the center off of Center Road. And now we're Little Lambs Learning Center 2 on Center Road. So, but I got to know a lot of the residents through Little Lambs Learning Center for the years that we operated in UHarley. So, and for those that don't know me, you know, at Food Truck Friday, I try to make myself available, walk around talking to people. And we have coming up our Fall Festival. For those that don't know me and would like to get to know more about me and, you know, what I think and my perception of the city of UHarley, they have that opportunity to talk to me then as well.
You don't need me to tell you what a wonderful community UHarley is.
Oh, yes.
It's a beautiful place and it's a growing community.
Yes.
But can you tell us, what do you feel are some of the challenges that UHarley will face moving forward?
Well, some of the challenges are, like I said, time is going by so fast. And a lot of times we get caught up on what things used to be. Change is complex sometimes. A wise man once told me that you'll never advance forward if you continue to stand and gaze on yesterday. So I think we have to look at what's actually coming, how we can promote the city of UHarley. The city of UHarley used to be what's called a bedroom community. Today, I think with some of the residents in the city of UHarley, you would have to try to explain what a bedroom community is because they don't understand that term. UHarley can still be a bedroom community, but we have to understand time is changing, and we have to have creative ideas to not only embrace change, but also preserve our culture. And that's going to be one of the greatest challenges that we actually have.
Over the past several years, we cover UHarley as a news organization, and we bring back sound bites and stories from UHarley. And a number of council people have been pretty outspoken.
Yes.
You've been one of them.
Yes.
Can you tell me, do you believe that, has UHarley moved forward in the past 4 years that you've been on council?
I think it's progressed somewhat. We still have challenges, though, and some of those challenges are going to take creative mind, creative thinking to overcome those challenges. I think you have a council board. I think you have management within the city of UHarley. I think you have the right attitude and customer services and everybody that provide a service for UHarley. I think they have the right attitude to progress the city in the direction that it needs to go in.
And I think UHarley voters have a unique opportunity here in that both candidates have council experience.
Yes.
And can you tell me, why did you decide to run for mayor? What can you accomplish as mayor that you were not able to or that you don't feel like you can as a council person?
Well, I think as a mayor officially, the mayor speaks for the government and for the people. One of the things that I've been strongly promoting is involvement of the citizens. You have to get the citizens involved in order to progress forward. We have great minds within the council, even now, have great ideas, but getting the people involved, that's a different story. So one of the things that we do is we do survey polls. We try to utilize our resources per Facebook, internet, whatever way we can to get people involved. And that's something that I'm passionate about, is hearing the people's opinion. And as the mayor, when it comes to representing the people, it's hard to represent people when you don't know what they're thinking. We have a few that attend our council meetings on a regular basis, but trying to get that voice that don't have the ability to attend, that one that has to work and can't attend, and those that are not able to get out to attend those meetings, my goal is to try to find ways to hear their voices so that we can get their opinion on the city and the progression of the city.
We're in studio with Ronald Nesbitt. He is running or seeking the office of mayor in the city of Uharlie. We've been asking him some questions, and I just have a couple more before we wrap this up today. We only have about 10 minutes. And my next question for you is, do you feel that the city runs as efficiently as it should?
I believe that the city runs efficiently based on the tools that it has to function with. I think it's up to the mayor and council to, through creative thinking, provide other avenues and generate other resources so that the city can be a little bit more effective. We have a strong city manager. We have strong city workers that I think give 100%, and they do the best they can with what they have and the resources they have. I believe it's up to the leaders of the city, the mayor, council, to have an open mind, to be able to reach out across lines and whatever is necessary, reach out and get it in order to make the city run and function a lot smoother.
Okay. And we're about to wrap up here again in studio, Ronald Nesbitt. And as we close this up, I want to give you the opportunity to make the final comments.
Thank you, Ernestine. As mayor, my goal for the city would be to, on the city side, continue to provide exceptional customer service. Not only that, continue the effectiveness of our operations, anything that is needed for the operations that assure that we provide that for them or make it accessible for them, to assure that we're balancing our budget that we can afford to keep up and not have to worry about being behind based on the funds that we do have to function with. I have a concern about our historic society. I want to make sure that we preserve that, make sure that we're doing everything to make Uharlie to look as good as it can possibly look. We have three parks out there, one of the greatest parks in Bartow County. I think that there's a lot that we can do to promote our parks. We need to promote that more. We provide a effective public works service, our police department. We're doing everything to keep them up to staff and pushing them to do the best they can and to be out front so that people can see them, the safety of the city, work on the safety of the city, making sure that every Uharlian is safe no matter where they are. One of my concerns is infrastructure, to work on infrastructure. And everything is time-consuming. Nothing can be done overnight. But with good leadership, I think that we can accomplish everything that we desire to accomplish.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In studio with Ronald Nesbitt, seeking the office of mayor for the city of Uharlie. Hi, this is Ernestine Young-Jones in studio with Steve Worthington, a candidate for Uharlie City Council. Steve, we're going to begin by welcoming you to the studio and allowing you to tell the audience some things about yourself.
appreciate Ernestine, and I appreciate this opportunity to speak about myself and about our lovely city in New Harley. My name is Steve Worthington. I'm a full-time, lifelong member of Bartow County. I was born and raised in Adairsville. I moved to New Harley in 1988. I'm retired from Bartow County Fire Department, and I live in New Harley with my wonderful wife, Becky, who used to be co-owner of JoJo's Market, and I have past council member and past mayor of the city of New Harley.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. And you talked about having lived in New Harley for so long, so I'm sure you are well aware of the great things about New Harley and also challenges. So can you tell me, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges that New Harley faces?
Like everywhere else, growth, infrastructure. And one of my biggest challenges, I'll be honest with you, is living in New Harley like I did. I knew Miss Amy Nelson, who is a lifelong member. I also knew Miss Mary Ellen Taft and the former mayor, Howard Osborne, personally. And I have a great love for our city. And to maintain, I know the growth is coming, but we got to do so in a manner that we maintain also the ambiance of our historical values of the city of New Harley.
Okay. Any other challenges that you see, or is that the
well,
one?
Well, our biggest challenge is going to be infrastructure.
As mayor, do you have any ideas how to solve those, or is that something you work on after being elected?
That's something we're going to have to really look at. Some people may not realize, but if a disaster, even a wreck on the bridge over the Etowah River in the city of New Harley, that's going to separate the city of New Harley into two separate halves. There's no access. There's no way to get in without going all the way around 113. You know, you're talking almost a 15-mile drive just to get to the other side of the city of New Harley. So that is, and fire and EMS, police protection all being on one side, then the east side of New Harley would be cut off, and that's something that needs to be addressed.
Okay. I interviewed your opponent, Ronald Nesbitt, and asked him the same question. As you know, he is a former councilman, your former councilman and mayor. And I'd like to know, what do you hope to accomplish, if elected, as mayor that you weren't able to accomplish when you were councilman and mayor before?
I just want to continue. During my term as Elm City Council and as mayor, we strived to control our growth, at the same time maintaining the historical value of our city. Now, you can do that, but you got to do it by watching what you spend and not grab on to every project that comes along and start spending money. And sooner or later, you're going to run out of money. And I'm proudly to say, you know, it hadn't been that many years ago, the city of New Harley had almost a $2 million fund balance. Now I understand it's less than $400,000. And there's no tangible evidence of where this money went. There's nothing you can put your finger on. And we got to maintain our growth. We got to maintain finances.
That kind of leads me to the next question. We cover New Harley, our station does. We send reporters there. And it's kind of been a tumultuous couple of years. Do you think in the past couple of years that the city has moved forward under past leadership?
I'm afraid not, I'll be honest with you. I have seen a decline in the unity of our city between employees, between council people, between the general public. You know, at one time, you know, you've seen it, we had a unity going where the city council and employees would have a luncheon or something just to get together and talk. That does not happen anymore. In past years, we had a police force that would check on the elderly, and people would see the police coming through there. They don't do that anymore. I have several, and this, since I got back into this, that's probably one of my chief. They don't ever see the police anymore. And I just some ways, you know, there's nothing wrong with the police, for instance. I know they're public servants just like firefighters, which I was, and everything else, you know, to help elderly or to check on elderly, make sure they're all right or sick or something. But nobody sees anybody anymore. And that's one of the biggest complaints I've had since I've been running for mayor.
Okay. You have really made good use of our time. I only have one more question left. And it's really not a question. I want to end this by giving you an opportunity to have the final comments and to ask our listeners for your vote, at least you Harley listeners.
Well, I just ask you to look around. And some of the lifelong, or not lifelong, but people who have been residents of City U Harley, I'd say 10 or plus years, remember the time when we had the unity where they could go up to a public official or and ask for, you know, problem and get some. But look what's going on now. Like you say, the turmoil and everything that's going on in City Council. And as I say in that spend as you will, seems like attitude we have. Hey, we got splash money. Let's spend. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know, you understand you cannot live above your budget. In your household or my household, if I start spending a whole lot more money than I'm bringing in, something's going to happen. I'm going to have to do something, get another job, or as been brought up on this particular council now, you know, property tax. That's been brought up. And you may not need property tax if you watch where you're spending your money.
Well, thank you for coming in, and thank you for talking to us. We've been talking to Steve Worthington, candidate for U Harley Mayor.